ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter joins us now from the network's headquarters in Bristol, Connecticut. Good morning, Adam. And can you just give us your take on Incognito's interview?
I think we saw yesterday, it's become perfectly obvious, there really are three sides to this story, Robin. There's Richie Incognito's version of the incidents, there's Jonathan Martin's, which we have not heard, and then there's the truth. And the investigator, Ted Wells, that the NFL appointed last week, who is assigned to this case, is going to be speaking to Jonathan Martin later this week in Los Angeles. Jonathan Martin is said to have detailed pages and pages and pages of notes detailing what he believes are instances of harassment. And it will be up to Ted Wells to determine whether or not that actually happened in the Dolphins locker room. I think one of the key unanswered questions from yesterday is, was there a code red? Were the Dolphins players ordered to toughen up Jonathan Martin, and how did that unfold? And again, that's an answer that we do not have this morning.
Right, and we may, as the investigation goes forward, as you said, Jonathan Martin waiting until then to tell his side of the story. Back to Incognito for a moment. The remarks that he made, how do you feel that will impact his future?
Hey, Richie Incognito's contract's up after this year, and again, I think teams are waiting to see how this case will turn out. Keep in mind that right now he's suspended for conduct detrimental right now, and so the Dolphins have no plans to bring him back at this time, and it's going to be difficult right now for Richie Incognito to get back into the league, but still there's a lot left to be told in this particular story.
Certainly is. Adam, thank you again for
joining
us. Appreciate it.